Hello, everyone. Lola here, back again. This episode is basically called Reiki That Shit, and I'll explain in great detail why. So I have just finished up a photo series featuring Black women in conceptual themes surrounding the narrative of Black lives as well as Black bodies, specifically Black women's bodies. So this photo series was to change that narrative. I've put 7 women in all kinds of themes, going from the elements to the tensions between Black and white to Black gold, and a few other categories. But it was fantastic. I worked with an all female, Black female creative crew, from wardrobe to hair to makeup to set design, jewelry. And it was just wonderful to have that woman spirit running behind this project. I'm telling you, there is something to be said for sisterhood and working towards a common goal and then seeing the end result. I'm almost finished with the editing, so I've been in the middle of trying to pitch this idea to various media outlets and publications, and it has elevated both my game as well as my exposure. I should start from the beginning with this and just take the time to explain that this project was actually my very first passion project, which I absolutely recommend doing, having gone through it. I had been doing photography for quite some time, but I wanted to change the focus, and with no images for that direction that I wanted to take, I took on this passion project, and I'm telling you, it was utterly changed everything that I've done about photography and the way that I think about photography, and the stylistic aspect of it and what I want my work to look like. I've recently moved into video, and even that learning curve has been wonderful. Again, kind of just matching the style in the moving element now, as opposed to more of a static medium. So now what, right? I mean, I've elevated my game. I'm getting the kind of attention I want. I'm going out and I'm pitching this idea. I've gotten myself into a couple of markets. I've actually been approached by an underground artist collective, and it's probably one of the bigger ones in North America, so that's exciting. I can talk about that a little bit later, but so the now what, right? The big question. The game's got me. I feel that I need help. I need to manage it all, marketing, obtaining clients, editing, and then child rearing, right? My husband's got, because of my husband's job, he works very long hours, so I'm on my own most of the time. I get most of my work done in the evenings and early mornings. So to say that this onslaught of interest coming my way, it is a blessing, but to say I feel unprepared is an understatement. Things are happening, and as a solopreneur, balance, right, and being able to reach out to hands that can give you a hand. And I've learned that solely based on this project alone, that there are other creatives and there are people out there that if you talk about your vision with them and they are in like mind with what you're trying to do and accomplish, things can be amazing. And I just can't wait for you guys to see what we've produced throughout this whole series and journey, and just this learning that I've done. My work can be viewed on falanaphoto.com, falanaphoto.com, and that is basically my heart laid out in metadata and code and CSS and hypertext. So yeah, I wanted to put this one out there just because I don't think I've kind of explained a little bit about what I've been doing, as well as my process and who I've been working with. So shout out to the women of Nubian Collective, as well as the muses, who were all willing to work very hard to make this happen. There's something to be said to see a woman blossom in front of your camera and, you know, embrace womanhood when there isn't really much opportunity out there to take the chance to do so and feel comfortable in a space where it's safe, that you can explore a different side of yourself. So there is magic that happens there. So with that, I want to wrap up, but please feel free to comment. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me connect with my other artists, entrepreneur mothers out there. It's always great to hear your comments and you know, questions that you may have for me, and I will definitely address it on the next one. Okay, thanks, girls. Till next time.